Chinese wise, so the clip tag. Show it up and make a fall from your diss tag. You know one on a diss cause, man a big tag. I saw you disappear as if you never did ban. Me know a couple kilo, me know just a sing song. With the people, your mother tell you keep fam.
Z-Tech full of bomb like Islam.
And if you make a hike, me know the enemy. Them a pray and me know the nurse will be for me. People are ball and a speak
of we back on the mic. We back on the mic. Yeah, this is an informal episode.
Back on the mic?
Yeah, what you say?
Back home?
Yeah, we back home. Okay. Yeah, it's informal. I ain't even gonna do an introduction on this because this is freestyling the motherfucker. They say they want to talk about sex. We're gonna talk about sex. Who's gonna break the seal?
I just want to know.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Am I unmuted?
Yeah, he was the one that was muted. It was my accident on this one.
Okay, my first question. I've noticed that guys are open to more when it comes to sex. And I just want to know, we have three guys at the table. I want to know exactly what are you guys open to? And what are you, like, where does the door shut?
I ain't gonna lie, if I'm drunk, I'm probably open as a motherfucker. I'm probably open as fuck when I'm drunk.
Like I said.
Sober, hell.
Open to what exactly?
I don't know about
like if your man, if your woman literally just start just going from the gooch to the ass, bend it, like just like literally just was just doing her thing. Would
see,
you allow her to
only,
go?
The only experience I have with that, I clenched up and I almost fucking kicked her in the head.
No, that's a very normal reaction.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
there was
a normal
no
reaction.
It was just like. I was people.
You wasn't expecting
she
that.
She was working the dick, and she went to the balls. I'm like, cool. Then I felt that gooch. I'm like, that, you know, that kind of raised your eyebrow. Like, hold on now. And she tried to get it. I'm like, oh, nah, we ain't doing that. And I was young. I was like, 23, 24? She was a freak, bitch, now that I think about it. What you doing eating niggas' ass at 23,
24? She wanted to let you know you her husband.
No. We was not.
You have future.
No.
So that me personally, that's the farthest I'm going. Like I said, rim job.
So let me ask you, when a girl give you a rim job, do you judge her at all? Do you think she's rimming everyone?
No, not really. I don't think she rimming everyone.
That was kind of a topic we had on the last one. When girls do that, do you think they doing that to everybody else?
What's that?
I mean, if
any
she,
type of freaky shit. Are you thinking in the back of your head like,
I know,
she did this shit
I know I'm not the first nigga she's doing
wait,
it to.
The okay. question is, are you y'all in a relationship or you just a nigga she fucking?
Just fucking. Is it anybody? It don't matter if you're in a relationship or not. If she
fucking, she just fucking, she doing it to everybody. It just come natural.
Like I said, if a woman do it to me, I know I ain't the first. And I know I ain't the last.
Well, okay, what was your reaction the first time ever getting that shit done?
No, the first time I got it done, it was talked about. She like, did I ever do that? Did I have anybody do
so
that?
So she spoke. See, that's different.
Yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
you kind of like put it on the scene,
but
it's like, all
right. Even that first time, we were supposed to do it, but by talking about it, I was like, I never do it. I don't know. Da-da-da. It didn't happen that night. So later on, another couple sexy scenes, couple times, then it happened. I was like, oh, okay. I fuck with this shit.
What about toe sucking?
I suck.
I did that one time. That was my wife.
I suck my girl's toes.
But you let her suck your toes?
Yeah.
No, she never sucked my
toes. She's sucking mine.
This is my thing, right?
That's different.
I take my wife.
That's a different level. I ain't gonna lie.
I take my wife to like a
keep
higher
it,
standard.
Keep it short.
Right?
Keep it short, please.
So me, I look at it like as a nigga. Like, it's okay for me to go out there and get dirty. But then my wife, I look at her like,
everybody
you know what I'm
saying? Register your car.
Oh, now you're telling us?
Oh, thank God I even drive. Thank God. I
but
got
handicap, you shouldn't registered, have to register.
Yes, you do. Registered to park.
You're in the visitor?
I'm registered. I'm going to give you my tag number.
Registered number 2 park. You have to know your tag number.
I got my tag number.
You drove here?
Yeah. What am I doing?
Where you go?
Register your tag.
Hold on. Let me pause. All right. What you was about to say?
I want to know how vulnerable you guys are getting. Are y'all lifting them legs? The froggy.
When you say vulnerable, how vulnerable we getting?
You the same one that said don't get vulnerable. With
I don't like my man to
you
get.
You ever threw some shit in a nigga face?
Don't say you guys. Say it to the one that's doing it.
No, I'm saying you guys because I'm asking you guys.
You could get vulnerable other ways.
No, listen, okay.
Would the fellas get restrained? Would y'all get restrained by y'all woman?
That's what I mean. Exactly what I'm trying to say. Damn, what are the levels you will go? You know, some guys are like, okay, I'll let you do this, but you can't tie me up. You can't eat my ass. You can't, you know, what are things that
restrain
you're okay with?
Restrain might lead to getting your ass. Like,
my ass, you can't play with it. You can't eat it.
Okay.
I don't even like my wife grabbing my ass. Right. I'd be ready to punch
I'm not going to lie. That's a big no-go for me. I'm an ass girl. I'm not going to lie.
If we fucking, and I'm deep stroking, yes, you get, you know, exactly. All right, whatever. I ain't tripping off.
Because it's like, boy, bye. I'm about to grab that ass, and I'm about to push you in me. I want you to do what I'm telling you to do.
Listen, about that, I heard one old coon told me that recently. He say, when you have a sex with your girl, do she grab your cheeks? I told him, I'm like, I had a couple that did. He said, man, you ain't fucking her right because she want more. Mm-hmm. That's why she pulling you to her. So he put me on point. You touching my ass, I ain't doing something right. I gotta, you trying to grab me and bring me to get more and more and more? I ain't hitting you right.
I ain't gonna lie though. Sometimes your girl give you that sign, don't even have to grab your ass. When they, you know how white people be having sex and then they start looking like the chicken? And then
they
so pretty much they call it the chicken. Like white people, when they be fucking,
they like
the men on top, and then you see the female take their legs. You know how a chicken that's like,
yeah,
skin,
like she wrap her leg around.
Right, they wrap your leg. That's, it's called a chicken. So when your girl do that, she trying to tell you she want more. So she don't have to.
Can
grab
you tell when
ass.
She don't like it?
Huh?
You saying you?
No,
can
I'm telling you that she telling you she want more.
She asking you, do you know when she wants you to take some out, basically.
No, I'm saying, can don't you like it, you're saying that you can tell when your girl wants more. I'm asking you, can you tell when she's not liking it?
Yeah, she's not into it. She's not into it. She
don't think that we always tell you when.
You can tell she's not into it.
You be lying, nigga.
No, listen.
Lying like what?
You give me lying to
this. Yeah, hey, she lies.
If the sex ain't enjoyable, you finna act like it was.
I just don't say nothing.
You're right.
That's the same.
No, it's not.
Not
what's
saying
not
nothing.
Spoken is not the same.
That's a fucking lie.
Do you think every time you and your girl have sex, she want to have sex?
My wife is a fucking freak.
But do you think every time that y'all have sex, she wants to have sex?
Yes, I can wake this girl up when I get home, whatever time it is. It could be 3 a.m, and I could crack it. I could spit on my
that's
dick.
Because she's so into you.
That's what I'm saying. So you can't ask me that shit because you asked me. So in my opinion, yes, she's always into it. But I get what you're saying. But still, that's not what answering my question was. I said, have y'all lied to y'all niggas?
No.
And
not
silence is
not
lying.
Your real nigga, no. And not on fake nigga,
lying,
no, either.
What you mean? Like lying, like what? Like, who are these?
Lying.
Yeah. Lying. Or even in the moment, y'all fake a moan or y'all fake an orgasm.
Well, I'm a fake moan to get you off me.
It exactly what she just said. If it's in the moment, if it's in the moment, we're going to do whatever is needed to get this thing over with. But as far as you asking us how we felt, we're going to tell you the truth. We're going to be like, it was all right. It was all right. And I'm going to be honest. When a girl say all right, she means less.
I don't have to ask. I already know what I'm saying.
I
know
I need you to ask.
I know how I'm coming.
I got you. I ain't trying to.
You know what I do want to ask you guys? Do you guys want to ask you girl, like ask a girl y'all had sex with how y'all dick was?
No,
it usually comes up later. I hate when guys ask that.
The girl gonna
tell
you. It's
already given in the moment. You already know what it is. If you asking a girl how was it, it wasn't good. That's just an FYI for the guys.
I ain't asking.
If you ever have to ask a girl, if you ever have to ask a girl, well, babe, how was it?
Right.
And she just come up with some shit. Don't take her word for it, and it wasn't good.
I agree because you know, as a nigga, you should know your performance level. Mm-hmm. And guess what I mean? Guess what? I'm an old school nigga. If I'm gonna fuck a girl for the
from
first 08, time, listen,
so
right?
2010.
So if I'm gonna fuck a bitch for the first time and you ain't my girl, right? Nigga, I'm an islander. I got grandpa. I got grandkaka.
Use that?
Yeah, you got them right. And guess what? Bitch, I'll be fucking for 2 hours.
Y'all niggas ever use pills at the same?
No, fuck pills. See, that's the
gas listen, station pills.
I think every nigga after 30
years. I tried a pill.
I'm an island.
Wait.
Every nigga? See, you be blessing niggas in a group.
Wait.
I'm 33.
It's never. It's trendy.
Listen,
it's
let me
not
tell you
about if your dick need it or not.
Right.
I tried a pill.
Be like,
let me tell you something. I love my dick. You hear me? I get my shit tested when I was a young man, older nigga. It don't even matter. I love my dick to the point where I would never do no shit to fuck my dick up. I'm not going to get no gas station pills if I don't need it.
Speaking on that, too, like I told my doctor, he would tell you, you know, I'm diabetic, so he say, hey, man, you got to get your shit together. He know I like to have sex. Yeah. He say, I always getting tested, so you know I'm out here. He know I'm out here fucking.
Yeah.
So I told him, he was like, hey, you got to get your shit together because that's the first thing that stopped working. When he told me that,
yeah.
Hey, don't worry about it, partner. I'm going to get this shit together because I need to have sex.
Listen, bro. I don't need no irregularities on my
no gas station pill. I never did gas station pill. Back when I was legit, we did, what that shit was, stud.
Right.
Spray a little stud on your shit.
So guess what?
Other than that, once I got older in my mind.
What the fuck is stud?
It's a spray.
Just like gunpowder, but it's not, listen. The stud, it's a spray. Mm-hmm. It's not natural.
From South Florida.
Islanders, right? We got the natural shit. It's called the grimpa. Listen.
I fucked on the perk.
Y'all fucked the nigga off a perk?
Listen, if a Haitian nigga use a grimpa on
it.
We call it PD.
I don't like perk dick.
We call it PD.
What is perk dick?
I don't like
describe
perk dick.
You don't come.
It don't never come.
You gotta beat my shit up all night. You ain't gonna beat my shit up all night.
No. I think because I'm a solution based bitch, I'm trying to get to the end of the story. Like, wait a minute. What we doing this for? You ain't finna come, boy, bye. What is this about?
Listen.
Okay, I got another question. If you don't come, boy, bye. So you bust your nut. Are you going to wait for your man to bust his nut?
We're not talking about regular sex. We talking about perk dick sex. We talking about...
You don't know what he on. He come home from the club.
We don't know what drug he on. We know. Especially if you my nigga.
I got Henny dick.
Some days going to go quick. Some days may go longer. You never know.
Yeah, but perk dick is not regular dick.
Niggas is numb.
If you take a perk... Exactly. They're numb as fuck and they keep going and keep going. And like, you know your nigga. Like, if I'm doing my...
Listen, is it okay if I
what's
know
going
some?
On?
No, but listen.
I'm like fucking with no end in sight as a nigga.
Listen.
I like mushroom dick.
Listen, with perk dick too. I don't know about everybody else but me. Perk dick made me go long too, and liquor made me go long too.
Yeah, so. I'm a liquor.
Liquor tap y'all niggas out. Sometimes the dick don't even know.
You're talking about whiskey dick.
Sometimes the dick don't even know it's a dick. Boy, you drunk? You not dead?
Nah, what's going on?
Listen, it ain't getting up at all.
It's not doing nothing.
So now if you get me on a perk and liquor, it's gonna be a long fucking night.
I ain't gonna lie, I feel bad for y'all guys. I be saying, damn, I know he wanna fuck. Ooh, that boy can't even move.
Can't get it up. Damn.
Y'all talk about spit start. At least it start. The fuck?
Hey, listen.
Nah, I done had a moment where I was drunk and the girl kept going.
Start it.
I can say you can feel better about the niggas that's going to the gas station, the purse, and
we
all that
don't feel
shit.
Bad.
Us island niggas, real shit. Like me, I'll go back to my culture. I just what this what we call
if
good.
You gotta take
listen. No, fuck that. I go back
still
to my
taking
culture.
Something.
I go back to my culture. Once I take my little grandpa, hey, listen, baby, you're going to have a long night. It's all on you how you want it. You let me know. Because the shit is on hard. It don't go dead. And guess what?
Do you nut? Huh? Do you nut?
You can. It's in your mind.
I ain't gonna
it's
lie. If you
mind.
Don't nut, I'm
not.
No,
gonna
listen,
it's a, okay.
For real.
What's the good part? It's on your mind.
You're doing your job.
Listen.
Yeah, girls take it personal if a nigga don't nut.
One thing about females.
I ain't gonna lie.
Get on there with enthusiasm.
But then they take it personal when you nut quick. Exactly. So we have no. We don't
shit.
Win. No
we
win.
Do not that's take the, it personal. We yeah, take it personal on the, okay, baby, next time I want it a little longer. But we don't take it personal
you ain't fucking with us. You ain't
it's
satisfied.
A whole nother personal when you ain't nothing.
Listen, you
probably not satisfied. Okay, listen. He caught his nut quick. You ain't catch yours. Now what you
gonna do? No, a girl know when she put it down. A girl know, bitch, I just sucked his real good. He finna nut. We know when we finna take
it. It's hard for me to nut.
But if you not even hard, if you not even presenting the dick, it's like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah, I've heard it twice in my life.
I did it, but it's hard.
It's hard.
So, baby, get your jaws ready.
Hey, jaw be locked.
Get it ready.
They got the job done.
Listen, is it okay for me to be honest? Honestly, like, when y'all be doing all that shit y'all be doing with y'all head, like, we just be looking at y'all and we be like, I see you, but
that just means that your mind is somewhere else or you're too fucking drunk. Because as a woman, when a nigga is eating your pussy, I don't know about every other woman, when a nigga is eating my pussy, I'm looking at him chewing on my pussy and I'm just like, look at this nigga eating me. Look at this nigga sucking on my pussy. Like it's getting me there. I don't give a fuck what you're doing, as long as you're doing
the
it
image,
with effort.
The image is getting you there. Or the
you don't come off a hand job.
Nah, bitch, you gonna have to give me that pussy.
Hand job.
So you come off.
I feel like
put the mic on her. I hate hand jobs.
Listen,
hey, get the mic.
No woman should ever give a nigga a hand job.
They don't know how to do it right.
How do you come off your own hand job?
They don't know.
I don't jack my shit after middle school.
I don't like niggas that don't jack their dick.
Yeah, I jack my dick.
I jack the fuck out my shit, nigga. The fuck?
Listen, I told my wife, I said, listen.
How you stay out of trouble?
Middle school, that was a thing because you wasn't getting pussy like that. High school, pussy was so available. It's like,
me personally, when I cook myself, I be done. I don't want no nigga.
But see, that's what I'm talking about.
You got to post more clarity.
I agree with her, but if you are single and you play with your pussy a lot, you want a nigga.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you talking about. You going to play with yourself and you feel like, man.
You need a nigga to play
damn,
with.
Damn, sometimes you don't even want to play with yourself because you made yourself come too quick.
Why you got that face fantasy?
It's like sometimes you want a nigga to just take his time on you.
Why your face like that?
Like that.
And a
like
lot
that.
Of times a woman already know how to make herself come. And right. A lot of times we just don't want to come that quick. We want the
women
experience
should masturbate,
of it.
Because women that don't masturbate, I feel like you can't expect. I hate when y'all.
I learn how to position myself while I'm you know, experiencing somebody.
Do you prefer playing
because
with
I know how, like, what.
You said, do you prefer? Does she prefer playing herself?
Mm-hmm. I don't prefer it. What I'm saying is.
It started helps.
Masturbating, I didn't really never come. It's like once I started
you need
myself,
to.
I knew how to position myself. I knew
you know what?
So you can't expect a nigga to know your body and you don't even know your
first
body.
First of
that's
all, a lot of niggas, I'm so sorry to say this.
What, they don't eat pussy right?
A lot of niggas do not.
I don't even
eat pussy?
A lot of niggas do not even bring women to the fucking touchdown.
For eating pussy or fucking?
Either. You know how many niggas, I mean, you know how many women do not come? Do you know? Oh, I'm so sad.
I don't know either.
I'm so sad.
All mine's coming.
I gave my wife her first orgasm, you feel me? And we've been locked in since.
Are you mad?
Drinker, can I be Drinker?
Are you mad that my reviews is good?
I'm not mad.
What's the problem?
5 stars.
I'll be honest. All right, you see how my fucking listen. It's a lot of females that's going to give a nigga big head like, oh, yeah, you did a good job. But you know, one thing I learned about from the old schools, guess what they said? Baby, listen, boy, I got 12 pumps in me. Bitch, you ain't catch yours. As long as I catch mine, that's you.
See, that's a different type of nigga.
Because guess what?
That's a different type of nigga.
I need mine to catch hers.
Because guess what?
A nigga who really fucking with you never gonna do that route. Never. They never gonna allow you to take that as their all.
That's your
like,
moment.
A nigga gonna make sure you come. Like,
guess
my nigga
what?
Don't... Let me tell you, my nigga... We've been in a relationship since 2016, but I've been fucking with him since 2012.
2016?
Yes.
That's a long ass time.
That's a long ass time.
Shit.
And when I tell you my nigga will eat my pussy for 45 minutes until I come, he will not play with me.
Whoa.
Hey,
if I ain't coming, he's down there
the
until I come.
Hey,
he'll bring the dick up, but whatever I want, he's gonna take care of me because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. If you're not here to please me, then what the fuck
yeah,
is you
yeah, I get it. I ain't gonna lie. A nigga like me, I'm gonna please you, but 45 minutes eating pussy?
Why you
gotta
45
like,
minutes, though?
I'm not timing it. I'm just letting
you
know
that
he that is a
hey,
pleaser.
Whatever
amount of time it takes to get me to that place. I could stay, you know, because women, fantasy, I want you to chime in. We don't always want to fuck. And when you, oh, babe, I want it. Okay, boom. We're going to present the pussy,
but
sometimes
that
it's
pussy
not in the
so
best
good,
way, right?
She going to want some dick.
It's not in the best way. When a woman do not want it, she's going to give it to you, but it's not presented the
best way.
That's so when a nigga trying to, when a nigga trying to change your mood and your mind, he's determined, but some niggas don't really give a fuck. They like, bitch, okay, you don't want it, I want it. I'm a nut and fuck
not
you.
Me. Right. That's
not
true.
A nigga who wanna, not a nigga who, yo nigga for real.
Nah, I ain't even gotta be a.
You're a husband,
you're a husband. Nah, besides the husband, I wasn't a husband my whole life. Before this, right?
No.
I remember dealing with a chick and I'm trying to fuck, you feel me? We wasn't dating, nothing like that. We were just strictly fucking. I go over to her crib and she just came out the shower and I'm chilling in her room. I'm laying on her bed or whatever. And she trying to put clothes on. And all I said was like, what's the point of putting clothes on when we about to get right, right? She took it personally. And she was like, all right, let's go.
No, see, I don't want
that turned me off. I said, no, I'm straight.
I don't want
that.
I'm not,
why the
right.
fuck would I want that pussy like that?
I don't want it. Because
I don't want no
what?
Pussy where it's just like,
at
oh, I'm
point,
just giving it to you.
Like,
no.
It's being forced. It's just, it's next to being raped.
But do you take sympathy pussy?
Fuck no.
Take what?
Hell no.
Sympathy pussy.
I don't even know how it gets sympathy pussy.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all saying no, but niggas take all types of pussy. Niggas rape the pussy. Niggas take drunk pussy. Niggas take sleep pussy.
I wouldn't even take drunk pussy from my girlfriend or wife.
If you passed out, I'm not fucking.
No.
Right. That shit don't be right.
Niggas don't like to identify passed out, so they nut.
Hey, listen.
No, if you drunk on the bed, I can't wake you up. You can't. You ain't functioning.
What if she waking up? She like, yeah.
No, you gotta be.
First off, I love my freedom too much.
One thing I learned.
I'm fucking you, yeah, but you did like.
Okay.
I don't need no chick retracting on her statement, bro. I need you coherent and knowing what's going on.
Let me ask you this. If your wife is sloppy drunk,
right,
you not taking that pussy?
No, because guess what? One thing about it, right? I learned this about females. Sloppy drunk, whatever the fuck it is, right? If that handle come and grab that dick and trying to put it in they self, guess what? She's not really into it.
But if you are you gonna stop?
If I'm into it?
Yes.
I don't do that, bro. Listen. If you drunk, if you stupid drunk.
I ain't gonna lie, my nigga done took this pussy. I don't remember.
You don't remember.
No, that's not.
Blanco had me like, babe, we did what?
I was like, did we have sex?
That's not taking the pussy. You just didn't remember it, but you probably had some function like. You wasn't dead.
Right.
That's like
if
fucking
dead,
a dead
right.
pussy.
If I
dead
don't remember,
now.
I'm fucking dead.
Because, listen. No,
I'm
going to
be honest. Personally, in a relationship, like with my ex, I would not ask him, did we have sex or not? Because I didn't want him to not trust me when we go out. When I go out without him to feel like, oh, you just be getting so fucked up.
Oh, shit.
But I'm not going to go home with somebody that I don't know.
Right.
But it's like, I'm with you, so I'm fucked up. But I just don't know if we...
Yeah.
Now, when you recover in the morning, we can fuck in the morning.
It's like you don't want to ask your man, like, did we fuck last night?
But there's a fine line, though. There's a fine line where I'm drunk, where I'm like, bro, you got to get in that window. Like, especially if it's off the Hennessy. Like, it's that window where I'm like, I'm trying to fuck some shit.
It is a window.
And then it's that window where I'm like, bitch, I'm finna go straight to sleep right now.
It is. But how do you feel if your girl wake up? This is your girl wake up and ask you, like, did we have sex last night?
I ain't never had that, so I can't. Mm.
I don't know. Just imagine that.
You know what? I would feel less of a man.
I ain't gonna lie.
Listen.
I would feel less of a man because it's like, damn,
she's
I ain't.
She's drunk. What does
but
she
see,
do?
That's
check
why.
The pussy? Oh,
yeah. If the cum start dripping out, when you walk, get up. Your cum start dripping out. You know you.
I ain't gonna lie. Most niggas, y'all are so talkative that we're gonna know that we fucked by that morning anyway. Because I've been in that position.
You said talkative how?
Talkative in the sense of you're going to say something about the sex last night. You're going to say, babe, you were so fucked up.
Listen.
Or you're going to say, babe, that shit was hit. No, babe, you tried it. You be getting that fuck. Something is going to be said.
I don't have moments where...
Let me tell you something, Drika. You got different type of niggas out here, man. You got niggas like, see, I'm that type of nigga.
But you didn't answer the question.
No, that's what I'm doing. I'm answering the question. You got like... It's time that I had sex with my girl. We stupid drunk. She telling me about the shit I was doing, and I didn't even know.
But imagine it the other way around.
Right. So guess what? Me as a man, if I fuck you, I don't talk about it. I leave it for you to talk about it. And if you don't talk about it, I don't talk about it. That's just how it is. Because guess what? At the end of the day, one thing I hate to do is like fuck a girl, and I tell my wife this all the time. I don't want to fuck a girl where she's not interacting with what we doing, because now it's like I feel like I'm raping you. You know what I'm saying? I like for both of us to be like, then we wake up the next morning.
I don't like dead pussy, man.
Right.
She don't necessarily have to be dead.
It ain't dead, but you.
She's so drunk that she just don't remember if y'all had no.
You ain't riding me. You ain't getting up. You ain't telling me daddy is good. You ain't grabbing my head. You ain't doing.
Because guess what? You know what keep a dick's hard?
You did.
It's the female interaction into the activity.
Yeah.
Lies. Performance.
So, not real shit.
And that's the question I asked in the last episode.
How you going to tell a man?
A nigga dick is hard before he even know who he fucking.
No, that's not true. That is not true.
Listen what you said. No,
must have a dick that we don't know about.
No, listen what
you
said.
How you going to tell a group full of niggas?
No, listen. She's right.
So you could be in a club up, you have a whole agenda to fuck some pussy, and you don't know what pussy you fucking.
But listen,
you're married. She's so you right. Can't
before
really.
I wasn't married my whole life.
Okay,
but that's
Pimp
what I'm
C is the only single guy
she's
here.
Well, right.
Just because we're married, that's not fair. We wasn't
because
there.
Nigga wasn't born married.
Sometimes you can't tap in because you've been married so long.
That's not true. That's a bullshit. See, this is what
Pimp C is the only one single. Pimp C, am I lying? If you in the club, you drunk as fuck, you on your high horse, you know you want to smash some shit. Yeah, you don't know exactly who you smashing just yet, but you know that's what's on the agenda tonight.
That's not
that's
true.
That's what's on the agenda. You drunk, you horny.
You want to fuck on something. It don't mean it's going to happen, though.
What I'm trying to say is it's not a lot that go behind who. It's the facts that you want to fuck. So hopefully you get a
like that?
Hopefully you get a great participant.
Women ain't like that.
That's not the point.
Have,
we
I
can go
have,
there,
I
but
have moments
before
where
we go
out,
there,
I done been blacked out drunk, and the girl was blacked out drunk too, and we wake up butt ass naked
and ain't fuck because y'all
and
too
we
drunk.
Get right back. Nah, we don't fuck.
Yeah, fuck.
We fuck. We don't remember the fuck. Okay, so I guess so. I don't remember the fucking. She don't make. Maybe she don't. I don't know. But we ain't having no conversation about. Oh, we know what the fuck happened. We fucked. It's not no conversation.
It's not a conversation because you don't even know if it was good. She don't even know if it's good.
Well,
y'all was
point,
fucked up
was
and y'all fucked. But what I'm trying
it's
to say is before
time.
The girl even presented the pussy, you wanted the pussy. You was ready to fuck some pussy.
And then
that's what I'm
too,
trying to say.
To
you trying
too.
To say women don't do that, though?
I'm not trying to say that. We haven't even crossed that bridge. What I'm saying is men, before they have a pussy, mm-hmm. prematurely, mm-hmm. they want the pussy. So what I'm trying to say is when you get the pussy, if the pussy is not participating the way you want to, you're not walking away. You're going to fuck.
I walked away.
No, you're not.
How you going to tell me? I just told you an example.
If all a bitch got to do is participate up until the point of giving you the pussy.
That's not true.
Pimp C. Pimp C.
Listen,
you know too many desperate niggas. I've never been desperate for pussy.
No, I do not.
I've never been desperate for pussy.
Pimp C.
If the participant is not willing, I'm walking away from that shit.
It can pimp.
Because Pimp is single now. I've been married
true.
For
pimp,
less than 2 years.
It doesn't matter. Pimp
I am no longer, I can't
right
give an opinion
today.
On being
pimp,
single.
Listen,
Pimp
Trigger.
C, if you are horny in the office right now and I say, I'm going to go with you. And
Trigger.
Then I go with you.
That's not
and
true.
Then I pass out or I act like I ain't even on that. Is you not?
Trigger,
is you not going to shoot your shot?
Trigger, that's
or is you going to drop me
that's
right
not,
off
that's
immediately?
That is not true.
Like,
it's
okay,
not.
Hold on. It's like, okay.
She's trying to make you admit to being a rapist.
No.
No, it's not about
I never did it. I ain't never thought about it, but.
That's not what it okay. sounds like.
Now,
man,
listen,
you
like,
know what?
So now, if we, okay, like she said, she drunk, we in the club, we vibing. I know I'm finna go get this pussy tonight. She get in the car, she slump. I'm gonna try to wake you up.
Exactly.
Right.
Even if we go get your if we go get a hotel, I'm gonna try to wake you up.
Exactly.
I'm gonna see if it's possible. I'm gonna see if it's possible, but if it's not possible, I see you ain't waking up, you ain't doing it.
That
it is
dump
what it
your
is.
Ass home.
No,
make the
not,
next phone call.
The first line of action was not to drop her home. It was to try to get her on point.
Yeah. Right, but guess what? She's not participating. She's dead. Drop
you know,
her ass
no,
off.
But
she's take
talking
her somewhere.
About before, like, when you in the club and then she get in the car.
Right, that's the thing. You're trying to...
I'm
okay.
not
going to
drop her
listen.
Home. I'm Listen, it happened not too long ago. She was in the club, drunk, she ready, whatever. Get in the car.
She'd pass out.
But me thinking, you know, hey, it's she might get right.
Exactly.
I still went and got the hotel room.
Exactly.
She still went in the room. You know, I'm like, okay, she's going to go take a shower. Let me try to wake her. It ain't happened.
Yeah, I
but
can't even fuck.
It happened the morning. Like, yo,
that's different. That's different.
Shower,
she's sober
fuck,
up. Right. So she's speaking on an aspect like, yo, why she fucked up? Are you fucking?
Why are you looking like that, friends?
Are you fucking? Because guess what? Listen, true story. Before I was married, I was single. My spot was the vibe. Guess what? Jojo can tell you. Like, matter of fact,
Mother's Day, my dog Fantasy
spent the night at my crib. Mother's Day. If I was a fucked up nigga, I know that was my friend. I brought her a pillow. I cover her. And guess what? A fucked up nigga, you know what he would have tried to do?
Slip a finger in that shit.
Trying to do something. I cover my dog, hey, man. In the morning when she's sober up, she woke me up in the morning. She like, she out. I'm like, all right, man. You can drive? Have a good day. You get what I'm saying? So that goes to any females when I'm single that walk into my spot. That's not happening.
Yeah, hey, I ain't gonna lie.
If you that fucked up, what till the next morning you're gonna be like, yo, we fucked? I don't want it.
When that happened to my bachelor pad,
I want it to be like,
as
yo.
As soon as you come in that man cave, you want to tell you to fuck up. Wake ass
you
up.
You can be fucked up to the point you fuck me. And then when you get up and walk away, you know you fuck me, be like, oh my God, I can't believe we did that. You know, females gonna lie to themselves. Oh my God, what did we did that, all that bullshit.
I don't usually do it so quickly.
You know what I'm saying? They're gonna hit you with that bullshit line. Go ahead, that's cool.
Since you're not the desperate guy, do you not know any guys that would take advantage of that situation?
Do I know any? Yeah, there's plenty niggas.
Plenty. Plenty. I want you to understand that we're dealing with the norm.
Right.
We're not dealing with the special.
Right.
You feel me? So Normally, guys would take advantage of
niggas
that.
Would do that.
Me personally speaking, I've spent the night to a homegirl house on some kiddie shit. We were young. Never had sex with any of her brothers. Never showed any interest. I spent the night to my friend's house. Do you know this guy cut a hole in my tights and grabbed my ass? He was groping
brother?
Me in my sleep.
No brothers?
Yes.
See?
The desperate is like, it's real. I want y'all to understand that. Like, you guys may not be there.
It's real.
When I'm speaking generally. I'm speaking the norm. I'm speaking the masses.
To your average,
you get what I'm saying?
Ass nigga,
the masses. Meaning, you're not the masses. Meaning, you're a dying breed. Meaning, there's very few of you.
And
you
guess
get
what?
Me?
And guess what?
And also, I believe, for me personally, I feel like I try not to even put myself in certain situations. Like, I feel like we're friends. I'm friends with your family, you know. I feel safe. I could be naive, but what I'm saying is,
right.
I try my best not to even.
Because like, there was plenty of times
put myself in a position around niggas.
Right.
It was plenty of times.
I agree with that.
You get what I'm trying to say?
It was plenty of times fantasy dead drunk in my car. Hey, get your ass out. Get your ass in the house. Go home, goddamn it.
That's just guys who have standards. Guys that have morals. Guys that have a conscious guys that have a mama and a fucking sister and a daughter. Like, at the end of the day, liquor does the same to all of us.
I don't even think daughter means anything.
It all taps us out. It all brings us to a comfort level that sometimes is not just the norm. You get me? And you should be able to identify that. If you know, like, you never seen me out my body and we hanging out and I just happen to get out my body, you should have enough respect to know.
Right.
This ain't even Drika. Let me make sure she good. Like, Drika, you good. Like, the normal nigga, the masses of the men.
Guess what?
Would say, damn, you see Drika?
There was a video on Twitter the other day. It was some girl, she was drunk, but she fucked herself up because she got on IG Live and was like, she pulled them off. But in the video, it was a nigga, it was like a pool party. You know, niggas never in the pool, so everybody was on the side. The girl obviously drunk off her ass. The nigga starts pulling her shorts off. And she butt-ass naked. And, like, niggas is basically just recording the shit to where they start trying to get her whole shit off. Basically, her titties and pussies out. But I felt bad at first for the girl. But then she got on IG Live and was like, she pulled the shit off herself. But aside from her saying that dumb shit after the fact, it's a lot of times that shit happens where it's a girl in a situation, she drunk off her ass, her friends either disappeared or left her or whatever the fuck. And it's like,
those are not true friends.
Predatory ass
niggas. I don't go on dates with niggas and get fucked up.
Bruh, that's not true friends. Do y'all share y'all locations? With y'all homegirls?
All my friends. I'd be like, ho, why the fuck are you at whatever? Like, we do that. They'd be like, ho, my shit is for emergencies only.
I never heard that shit until my wife.
Yes, we share locations. We all have each other locations. And I always tell my friends, like, just certain things I share with my friends. Like, if you go on a date with a nigga, have a cap on the amount of drinks you have.
Remember?
And I don't want to be naive because it might be a nigga
drink.
You call a homeboy and he might be a low-key pervert and may take advantage of you. Things like that happen. But, like, when you go into certain situations, you know not to. Like, I always tell my friends, when you go on dates, if you go out to eat with a nigga and you plan on having a nightcap, do not eat certain things because your pussy is going to smell like what you ate.
So my asparagus?
Yes. Do not eat that shit. If you're gonna go out with a nigga, you plan on.
Is it really?
It is.
Yeah. Off asparagus?
Yes.
You never peed after asparagus?
It smell like asparagus. Will you pee?
That shit be strong.
No, the asparagus, it's some more.
I tell my friends, do not.
Other shit?
Yeah.
Do not. Like, even when I drink coffee, I smell my pee smell like coffee.
I'm not gonna lie, y'all. So, I'm like a habitual water drinker. If anybody is my friend, they would know that That's all I want. So you ain't seeing me drinking juice either.
I ain't like, I was trying to order liquor.
I am a habitual water drinker. So it's so bad that I, like, just a funny little joke. I went out on a date years ago with this guy. And the waitress, of course, what would you like to drink? I'm just like, can I get a water and lime? He was like, baby, you could get you whatever you want. And I was like, nigga, I know. I want water. What the fuck? But seriously, I drink water so much. But I don't eat meat. I do eat, like, seafood and stuff, but I don't fuck with meat. But when I tell y'all, this is probably TMI because I'm in a whole relationship, but my pussy don't smell like seafood. And I don't know if it's the balance because I just drink so much water that it just balances it out. But a lot of the stuff you eat really do come through your pores. But literally, every time I pee, every time my nigga, like, I check myself. I've been pulled him up and kissed him on purpose.
To see what's going on.
I just want to know. And I'm just like, bro, I'm habitually eating seafood. I don't eat meat. I will eat fish, conch. It does. If you're not, if you're a soda drinker and you
often
eat
seafood. Eating seafood, though?
She don't eat meat. She's a vegetarian.
I don't
is
eat
your
meat.
You're
vegetarian?
Your pH balance. Your pH balance is everything. And then
it's your blood type. I did look up my blood type.
Right. Or your nigga go fuck somebody coffee. Raw and fuck you raw.
I don't drink coffee. I don't drink juice. And I don't drink soda. Coffee. I only fuck with water. I would tap something because I smoke weed. So, you know, if you smoke weed, you have that taste. You want to knock it out.
Yeah,
I take
shit.
A sip of some drink, of some juice, of some soda. But you would never catch me drinking a whole can
like
of
right
nothing.
Before and I hated
but
that
some
shit.
Water. I don't know what that does for me.
Sexually, we know if we about to get into some things, what to stay away from and what to engage in.
You lace me on the asparagus because I'm big on it. I love asparagus.
I always tell my girls, if you're going on a date and you plan on having a nightcap, you're going on a date and you go to dinner with whoever, your man, new nigga, whatever. Do not order asparagus. Do not have coffee.
Do asparagus.
Okay. Your pussy will... It smells like asparagus.
But asparagus don't stink.
No, it's strong.
It smells like metal.
It's like ammonia on steroids. If you smell ammonia, it smells like that, but like times 10.
And I would hate for a nigga to go down on me and I smell like that.
I don't know if I've never went on a girl that ate asparagus. I just smelled my own piss.
Yeah, and I don't like it. So I feel
I love
like
asparagus, but boy.
If you're going on a date,
I don't eat asparagus.
All the ladies that are listening, listen to me. Do not have no espresso coffee for dessert at dinner. You know how you try to get like a little dessert, have a little coffee or something, or don't have coffee and do not eat asparagus.
Okay, I got a random question. Ladies, y'all ever did anal?
I don't like it.
Do what?
But you've done it. What's the prep? Have y'all ever prepared? Do y'all prepare yourselves?
No, it's a random thing.
I did try it. I actually tried to prepare myself.
Right.
So we went out of town for my dude's birthday, and I'm like, bitch, I'm going to do anal. I went to the sex store. I got lube. I got sex toys. I got everything. Yeah. And we were chilling in the hotel, and I'm like, babe, I got a surprise for you. I'm about to let you do this. Da, da, da. He was like, all right. Man, fuck that. We started. I was like, fuck no.
You got to be relaxed.
Yeah,
I could not relax. Okay, TMI again. Everybody got different types of dicks, right? My preference is a nice. I like mushroom heads. TMI. I feel so bad for saying that. I like for my head to be nice and even and plump. I want to be able to feel you. This is the vagina. I want to be able to feel you cliff me every time, like as you coming out. I
want to
feel that mushroom. So my man, he has that, and I appreciate that, baby, if you're listening. But I'm just saying.
Don't listen to this.
I hope so, too. But what I'm saying is, when we tried it, I was just like, I'm willing, I'm ready. Do it to me.
It was too exciting.
And as soon as he went to push, I was like, yo, this can't be for me. This is not it.
Did you
this
drink or anything like that, or are you just sober?
We was.
They on vacation.
We lit. We got drunk. Okay. We got trees. We vibing. My
you gotta be relaxed.
I couldn't relax.
But you never did nothing beforehand.
I've tried it.
No.
Before that, the same way.
Okay,
and
but I'm saying as far as like beads, anything that'll loosen your shit up, you never did nothing.
I
like
tried
that.
Beads.
Okay, but before that situation,
no.
Okay,
I tried it with him. I did buy
loosen
anal
that
beads.
Motherfucker up a little bit.
You know the beads come like a whole long plug. Line.
Yeah,
of
that's what I'm saying. I was trying to think of the
I
name.
I think I did to like the third bead, and I was like, I think I'm ready. Like I ain't gonna lie, the anal, to be honest, I like my man to put his little thumb in my butt. But you see this line? Y'all see that line? It's so important that you don't pass that line. Once you pass that line,
that ain't enough.
That ain't.
You gotta go more.
I thought you said you going to the dub.
No, seriously, it's a real big deal. Once you pass that line, it changed the feeling. So it's an eager thing. Once you put just that amount, it's like she's open. She's getting wet. She's like welcoming you in. But when you go past that line, it's like she closed in. It's like, wait, what was that? Too much, too much. You get what I'm saying? So it's important, guys. That's a FYI. Y'all should try tonight.
Wifey took me on like a little Father's Day trip over the weekend. You know, we doing what we grown folk do. And she like, oh, put a thumb in my ass. I was like, hell no. Nah. But the thing is, me and her got bad experience when it comes to anal play in fucking hotel rooms. And I'm like, I'm not trying to go down that road again, bro. You probably done heard the story. Good. That's why I said, what's y'all preparation, bro? Because if y'all going to do some anal shit, bro, you got to prepare your fucking selves.
Hey, you know, no, that's not true. Because now,
it ain't even about dumb.
My wife and I.
We can't hear you.
This is something we always wanted to try.
Y'all talking to the mic.
So the one night where we actually like executed, I was so drunk. The next day, she tell me about it. I'm like, what? I did? I went in. I'm like, fuck. I was so drunk. I don't remember. She tell me the story. She like, yo, you went in. You did good. I'm like, damn. The one night I executed this shit, and then I can't remember. That's why I'm like, yo. You know what?
I've only done that shit successfully once with one person. That's it. Never success. Ever. It's either that shit hurt, it don't fit, or some wild shit happens.
I don't know if y'all watch Lip Service.
Yeah.
They talk about that a lot. And the girl Gigi that's on there as a host, she said that she allows.
I fuck with Gigi. I don't like the Spanish bitch.
She's a host on there.
Okay.
She's a hoe too, but she's a proud hoe. So let's shout out to that hoe.
She's a retired stripper.
Yeah, I used to work in Magic City while she was a stripper, a hookah girl.
Okay.
Let's clear it up.
What year was that?
2008.
That was 2012, 2011.
And Magic City was still going on?
So definitely
going on.
But what I was gonna say is she said she only allowed guys with little dicks to fuck her in her ass.
I've heard her say that.
Because like a huge dick in the ass is really, I ain't gonna say little dicks. It has to be a nice size or smaller.
Not the average.
You get what I'm saying? It can't be a huge dick.
It can't be a huge dick. You just can't put the whole motherfucker in that bitch. That shit gonna be a situation.
I'ma just say this.
The girl gotta be relaxed.
What will relax her? Because I could not get relaxed. I was drunk.
It's a muscle.
The one person I ever successfully did it with, bro, like, I don't know what her preparation was. I don't know if she knew that shit was going to happen. When I tell you that shit was clean, I ain't smell shit. Too much information, but I busted off inside her shit.
Yikes.
That was a perfect situation. I ain't going to lie. But everything after that has been some wild shit that just didn't work. Either didn't fit. I seen some shit come off of my dick that I ain't need to see. You feel me? That's why I say, y'all got to prepare like you a gay nigga. Gay niggas got all types of shit they got to stick in their ass. I forgot what it's called. It's like a douche.
Mm-hmm.
Wash that motherfucker out. It's like, what's the fake water shit? Saline? Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Flush that motherfucker out. Yeah. You can't be going into that shit thinking you finna eat fucking lamb chops, chicken wings, and hamburgers, and then you finna be like, yeah, put it in my ass. Nah.
It gotta be prepared. No, you gotta know. You gotta like, okay, yeah, we're gonna try.
Do y'all believe in boundaries when it comes to certain things on sex, like in sex?
What do you mean like that?
Like certain things you wouldn't do. Like say if it's, you know, some guys feel like as long as I'm doing whatever I'm doing with the woman, I'm not gay.
Nah.
Like do you have boundaries?
I can't even bust on a girl face. I just feel like that shit disrespectful.
Oh, no, I'm busting on your shit.
I ain't got there yet.
I'm busting on.
Like, for example, Pimp C say he would allow a girl to eat his ass if that's what she want to do.
Okay.
There's other guys that just wouldn't allow it. So that's what I mean. Do you have any boundaries that you would not allow?
Booty.
You wouldn't allow a girl to eat your ass.
I ain't gonna lie. I remember, what was this year? 2014. I went to Haiti. And I fucked on the bitch out there. And this is the first time this shit ever happened. That shit tripped me the fuck out. The bitch was sucking on my nipples.
Nipples?
I don't know if that's some Haitian shit, but that shit felt weird. But in the same breath, that motherfucker felt good. But I'm like, damn, I don't like how that shit made me feel. Like, I know vulnerable. It's probably cool, but like, yeah. Vulnerable. I don't like, yeah. In the bedroom, like, I'm such a cool, calm person outside of that shit. But in the bedroom, I ain't gonna lie. I like to be in control. Mm-hmm. I don't really like being. Nah.
I like to have fun.
I like fun, too, but I like to be in control. I ain't gonna cap. I remember a girl tried to hook me up on some, like, a strap, but it was, like, on the door. It wasn't a sex swing. It was like my arms was up, but I'm a tall nigga, so I was fucking with it. You know, I was letting her feel like she had control until she tried to do some wild shit. I was like, bitch, you tripping. I got on my tippy toes, got up out of there. Like, I don't like being, I'm not a restrained person. Y'all could be restrained?
I think so. I think because I'm so dominant.
It ain't never happened, but I
the shits, bro.
I'm not
mad at it, bro.
I'm with the shits.
Temper cap. Ever since he said that, I just see everything swing as okay.
Your
I understand.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you say your cap like
swing
that.
Clubs. I'm down with all that shit.
Damn, what J Lo and them at?
I'm down with that.
Maybe
shit.
Maybe at the swinging clubs, man. I don't know how they do that. You ever been?
It's
to
so
one?
Crazy.
Yeah, I've been a lot of times.
Like you be like you partook or you like just watch this shit?
No, okay. What like you know they got single nights. You could go single nights.
Yeah.
But you don't get all that. You don't. It's like basically they cut the room off. Single guys only could be over here. Mm. You go to couple, you go everywhere. So me, I never interacted with nobody that was there already. Whoever I went with, we did something, but we never got nobody else in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But you just there, like, you know, they call it a vulgar, whatever you like to watch.
Voyeur. Voyeurism, yeah.
I like to look. Well, okay. Yeah, well, she getting down over there, you know, whatever. But I'm down for that shit, man.
Would y'all do that?
Y'all go to swinging clubs?
I would. I'm not really down to swing, though, but I would do what you said, just watch.
Yeah, just watch. Yeah. See how it is, experience it.
Mm.
You ain't got to do nothing. It's like.
What if your nigga was in that place with you and he was like, dang, I kind of want to fuck that chick. Ever had a threesome? Who had a threesome by a show of hands in this room? Who's had a threesome?
I have a threesome.
Multiple times.
Nah, I don't think
I would be down. Honestly, if my man seen something he like, if I like it, I'm down.
But do you feel a way if he's the one pointing it out as opposed to you?
No, I don't.
Okay. That's different. See, that's some South Florida shit. It's not all women like that.
Let me be honest about this threesome shit, right? It'd be females that be like, oh, baby, you know, I can get you a threesome, whatever. That's bullshit. Let me tell you something, right? Because, let's say, you used to fucking your girl. So you already know, you know what I'm saying, where to take it. And then the minute you performing it on that new female and you doing a little too much, they go where the problems start.
That's not true. It depends on a woman.
It depends on a woman. My first threesome was white girls. The white girl that I was fucking beforehand.
White girls don't count. That was created for that.
She got jealous. When I used to, like, I was fucking beforehand, because the threesome was some random shit. I was in the other pussy a little longer than I needed to be. That bitch felt the way.
Guess what? That's because
the second one was
you
black
was her,
woman.
You probably was
I,
her first black
I
dick.
Suggest threesome with black
you probably
woman.
Was her
the
first
white
black
girl
dick,
overrated.
And then she was like, you know what? This other white bitch about to take
yeah,
my
get
dick.
Charcoal.
So my thing is that don't threesomes is better when you do it with two fucking strangers. Honestly.
You think so?
Yes. When you do it with, like, your girl and somebody else, it's always going to be a little headache later on.
Nah.
I don't think so.
Nah,
you
got to
deal with a secure woman.
Yeah, discuss it.
If you're dealing with a secure woman, that shit ain't never going
to
be
a headache. I'm going to be honest. The only rule is, for me, in a threesome, is do not come on this bitch. Like, you should be finishing with your woman.
But a dick, there's no
rule. I ain't going to lie. Listen. This might be too much information.
If we're sharing it, that's different. But you should not be finishing with her. What about me? How you know if I'm finished?
There's no rules to a
dick. You're going to get back up and come with you.
I mean, if that's the case. But if that's not, let's just be honest. Every nigga don't get up. Yeah. Every nigga, like...
A threesome ain't for everybody. Niggas always think they want a threesome until you're in a threesome. Yeah. It's not some like, oh yeah, nah. You gotta put some work in.
One thing about threesome, I'll be honest with you. if a nigga know that he can't get up right there and there,
he need to.
He's supposed to get.
He
right
need to stretch it out. He need to. He need to tap out. Let him and the girl. Let her. Let his woman and the girl do their thing. If he's not one that can revive immediately, he don't need to tap out. He don't need to either. He don't need. He do not need to exert himself to the limp to the max because he just ain't. You don't know how far this gonna go. You don't know how long this gonna last. Like, don't be one of them.
I got this.
A man always gonna get extra excited. When it's a threesome.
And you need to relax.
This is a stranger.
That's
right?
Irritating so to me. Don't play with me like that.
Even if that man comes, he's still going to be like
I don't
this.
Like no overly wet nigga. Relax. I bought the pussy to you. It's here.
But what if he bought the
don't
pussy
embarrass
pussy
me. Perform great
what if
and
he
last.
The pussy to
that's
you?
All I
question.
Want.
Because you said that the nigga should finish with his girl first.
He should finish with his girl for sure.
Why? So,
unless
okay.
They're sharing, meaning they're sucking his dick together, something to that degree where he's finna come. Like, say he finna come like, all right, babe, y'all.
Nah, so exactly. It's not like that. Because my example, right? I got a threesome for my birthday, like 19 or whatever, 2019. When I was finna bust, my girl, I'm like, fuck it, my wife, nigga. My wife, wasn't my wife at the time. She told the girl... And mind you, I fucked this girl before, and she knew I fucked her before, and that's why she chose it, because she was cool with her. She knew da 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 da. So I'm fucking, I'm about to get to my nut, and she's like, I want you to bust in her mouth. Mind you, I used to fuck the girl, and I never bust in her mouth before. So I look at her like, for real? She like, yeah. So I think that's different.
But she requested that. You did
that's
not
what
take
I'm saying,
upon
but you said.
Finish with, no.
What you mean upon yourself? And
no,
I'm going to bust the nut. It's
she's trying to say, basically. If you're having a threesome, you fucking this girl. Well, you fucking her, you jumped off of her, changed your condom, whatever, got on her.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too, we're going to talk about. So then she's like, okay, if you in the pussy, well, in her pussy, you about to come.
Yeah.
She don't
I
want
should
you to
go
nut.
Back to my other.
Yeah.
You stop. Should take it out right then and there. If you want to end it there, then you tell your bitch and her to come end you. Right there. Okay. You do not leave your bitch out. Like, you just let this hoe bring you
and that's
to your happiest
place.
That's
why I said a threesome is not for everybody because I got that second nut off.
And this is why me,
everybody
I
get
a
nut.
A threesome,
because no.
A threesome is way more.
I'm responsible for my nigga happy ending at the end of the day. We having a good time. Do not get it misconstrued. This is for both of us. We're having a good time. I bought the pussy to you. Don't play with me. I want you to perform. I want you to last. And I want you to understand what's going on. Bring that shit back home.
Shout out to my wife.
Period. If you can't bring it back home, you lost in the sauce, and now I'm about to put your ass on punishment, and I'm about to fuck this hoe by myself, and you dead. That's it.
But
because
see,
you're trying
what's
me.
What's that movie? What's not the movie, the show. What's the one with the strippers? What's it called?
P-Valley, exactly.
Right? So in that show, it was a stripper, and she used to fuck on a nigga,
so
and the nigga...
She wanted to play for herself.
The nigga was like a football player retired. He invited the stripper to come dance for him and his wife, right? And then he got mad that the stripper ended up fucking his wife.
You know what? I remember that part.
I would never.
I remember that part.
That shit would turn me on. Like,
men,
what the fuck?
No. Listen. What did y'all say earlier today?
Don't be speaking general.
What did you say earlier today? What did you say earlier today?
I'm mad because you didn't let me join.
Exactly. And that's exactly what took place.
I said as long as the girl is not a dyke, I'm cool.
He recognized that his side hoe and his bitch... was acquainted. So he knew that they fucked. And he felt excluded. That's normal.
And he cut that shit off.
He felt away. He felt cheated. Okay? He was dead ass wrong because Mercedes was his hoe by himself.
Yeah.
So it's no reason for your wife to not be able to enjoy herself by herself because
you
to me, you're inhumane when you could do something and you want to allow. Like, you can't love me for real if you can't charge some shit to the game. If you done did some outlandish shit to me and you see I done came out my body and did some fucked up shit, if you can't forgive me for real, you're a fucked up person. That's how I feel. Because I've been in a position where I've cheated on a nigga, not my current nigga. I've been in a relationship with a nigga where I was dogging him, right? And
this
nigga was
asleep.
His phone rang, and I looked at his phone, and it's a bitch I know. He's sliding with this hoe, but I know I'm outside. I could have beat this man in his sleep. You know what I did? Instantly, I was like, you know what? This shit got me uncomfortable as fuck. I'm finna cut all my niggas off, and I'm finna have a heart-to-heart with him. Like, look, I already know what's going on.
Wait, you
tighten
cut your
up.
Niggas off? After you caught him?
Niggers.
Because I realized, did you hear me?
It
I realized that
feelings.
This is not what I want. I don't want my nigga outside.
Okay.
And I can't expect what I want from him and I'm not presenting it.
Okay.
That's
inhumane.
Did he
know you had other niggas?
No, he didn't.
So.
I decided consciously that I could not be outside if I don't like how it feels.
Did you tell him you had other niggas?
No.
Hell no.
That, see?
It doesn't matter.
That wasn't
because
heart to heart then.
It is heart to heart. Because just imagine this.
A heart to heart
could say, I could put him in my game room, but then it's going to fuck up his whole, it's going to fuck up what I'm trying to create.
No, it's not.
Think about this. No, for real.
So you lied to keep the peace.
I didn't lie because he never knew.
You omit the truth.
I did not have to admit the truth.
I know I said you omit. Basically, you left the truth.
Hold on. I got a good question. How about it the other way around? And he did that to you and didn't tell you he was sliding. You'll be mad.
But we're moving forward and he's not sliding. Y'all not listening. Listen to it. Two wrongs don't make a right. Right?
That's
what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I realized I was wrong. And I realized he was being wrong too.
Okay, understand.
So I said, okay, look, I don't even like this. So let's just move forward on the right foot by saying, fuck that. I didn't have to tell him what I was doing. I already seriously, consciously made a decision to cut off situations.
No, we know that part. But I said it was the other way around. And then you did find out that, okay, say he did. He said it was the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
He did the same thing. He saw your phone down. She's sliding. I don't want my girl sliding. I'm going to cut all my hoes off and make it whatever with my girl.
And then you find out later that's
how
right.
Could I be mad? And I was sliding.
No.
I don't. What made him cut them hoes off?
Girls do it all the time.
Because he realized I was sliding.
But you won't feel no type of way.
No. I am so not, like, I swear to God, right hand to God and whoever y'all believe in, I am so player. Real shit.
I don't know because you.
Whatever
you player,
I am doing.
If you were player, you would have told him.
No,
that you
I don't have to. He don't even know this,
but
people.
You know,
am I going to fuck up his whole vision of me to make us have a fucked up transition instead of making it good from this day forward?
I agree, but I have a question.
I ain't
going to
lie. Keeping a player is keeping it honest, though.
I agree, but I have a question. What if, what you just said, what if, like, you like, you know what? I don't want to fuck up his vision of how he look at me and then turn around, like they said, whatever happened to the dark and to the light, and then he find out what you had going on later on anyway. And then now he feels some type of way.
And then he probably would have felt more comfortable that you told him. Right. Now you find
out
by
moment.
Himself.
Because you mad, he mad. Y'all going to be mad together, and then we move on together.
I'm going to tell him.
No, it's too late.
If it
may be too late, but I'm going to be honest. This is the order I'm going to go in.
But listen, that's
but
not
you
how
say
how
you keep a player, though. But one thing I noticed before, like, my relationship when I was single, like, that was probably the most honest I've ever been with women and probably most pussy I got out of being honest. So if you keep me the player, ain't part of keeping the player, like, just keeping it a buck?
The part of me keeping it player is not because I'm scared of the truth, guys.
I
it's about,
say
it's
it
about, the vision is about, niggas, I mean, y'all niggas.
Don't
I'm going to have to chime in
niggas.
To fantasy because, to be honest,
yo,
men, once y'all know something, it's just hard for y'all.
Women too.
Women know. Women swallow a lot of
men
shit.
No, y'all don't.
Do y'all really?
No.
A whole ass nigga gonna regurgitate that shit. But
I can't see everybody. I know.
There's not. Okay, so real quick.
I know I swallowed a lot of shit.
Niggas, a whole ass nigga gonna regurgitate that shit, meaning keep bringing it up,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
A real nigga gonna just be like, all right, we gonna have this conversation and dead that shit.
Right.
But it doesn't even matter the type of woman. There's a small percentage of women that's gonna have that one conversation and then that shit done. But it's like 98 or more of y'all.
I'm that 1%. I'm that
y'all
very
get mad,
much
y'all gonna
1%.
Bring it up.
Like, I'm the 1%.
That. Y'all watch the movie. Bro, I remember I got in trouble
because
Kevin Hart. I remember I was dating a bit. I had cheated on her. Kevin Hart got caught up in his shit. She was like, I just got mad all over again. I said,
Damn, listen,
it's been like 2 years.
It's a scene from a fucking movie that's gonna get them there.
Yeah.
Right. For example, right? Like, let's say you go do some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? And they hold it down. They go do some dumb shit. Like me, I tell my wife, listen, man, niggas can flirt with you. You might flirt back a little bit. That's cool. I don't mind.
Nah, that
but
ain't
you
cool.
Fuck a nigga. Listen,
that
no,
ain't
listen.
Cool.
Now, I'm going to tell you like this.
Yeah,
you
really
fuck
ain't.
A nigga.
You don't entertain them.
No,
nah.
Listen, listen. Because
niggas going to take this and turn
listen,
it into
what?
The
no,
biggest
listen,
thing.
They,
bro.
They bite
guess what?
It.
Guess
let
what?
Them bite. Don't entertain us.
You know one thing that's happening, believe it or not? And I learned this from my OG. The shit that you trying to stop your girl from doing, and you think you
trying
to stop it. Listen now.
I ain't trying to stop it.
Old man Cleo, old Yankee dude, he said, you think you trying to stop your girl from doing this, what you think you trying to stop already happened already.
If you feel like you got to stop your girl from being respectful, then you don't even need to be with that.
Listen, that's what it already happened already. So guess
if
what?
You feel
that's
like you gotta saying. Tell your bitch yeah. to not flirt with yeah. niggas,
let me ask y'all a question.
DM, that shit been dead. On social media, right? It's all type of niggas that's in your whole DM.
Yeah, so guess but what? It's your whole entertaining.
Your home. Some of them, she might be like, "Oh, stop it! I'm married. I'm married."
I don't need you to say nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't entertain it at all.
You look beautiful. Don't even like this shit.
Guess what?
That's it.
Some of them gonna do it. Believe it or not. Believe it or not, some of them gonna do it, right? So guess what? You as a nigga, it might be that one hoe that she don't like that just said, "Oh, comment, nice t-shirt." Nigga, you got pressure for like a year. Oh, when such and such came in your comment and said nice t-shirt, you said thank you. That's all you said, thank you.
Thankful for my wife. Cause this is a girl that got her blocked and got me and her close friends. I be telling my wife about this shit. I be like, damn, that's why you can't even see that girl shit. She done blocked your ass, you done took me.
Oh, listen. My wife got my IG login. So the other day, it's a hole.
You're gone too far.
No, listen. I don't even fuck with social media like that because I'm like, you know,
I'm an individual.
It is boundaries. But guess what? Since you want to go that far, guess what? She telling me shit that's going on my own fucking IG. I didn't even know. So apparently it's a bitch that I know from years ago that the whole trying to get my attention. So the whole delete me, add me back, and so then so I post something in my story and she went to my story and said something, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't even know. So my wife's like, oh, I saw da-da-da-da-da. But then that's not what's bothering me. It's the fact that she delete you and add you back. I'm like, she delete me and add me back? I'm like, shit, I ain't know. Like, shit. You get what I'm saying? But us niggas, guess what? Her DM, her IG, I don't know what the fuck going on.
But why she know what's going on in yours?
Exactly.
Well, that's
you.
That's on you.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Listen, you see, I ain't gonna lie. I went in my girl shit when we was talking years ago. I'll never do that shit again.
Because guess what?
I think guys need to understand what Instagram is, what the internet is. Like, you're not going to be able to forbid niggas from trying to like on your woman.
Especially if you got to find her, niggas going to try to holler.
Facts. So, but my thing is, if you try to holler and I can physically touch you, I'm going to physically touch you. Because you disrespectful.
Yeah.
If it's a nigga like, you know my face, you know who I am, and then you feel like you can still be bold, like, nah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
To you,
so if you're a nigga like, nigga, hold on, bro, you know who I am. Matter of fact, a nigga tried that with me and Tina. And that's when Tina had given me her IG shit, but I was just on there. And Tina, I didn't even go. Tina said, isn't that your cousin baby daddy trying to holler at me? And then she showed me. I said, hold on, boy. She like, check this nigga. So I say, hey, bro, this such and such. I don't know what the fuck you think you got going on, but you're going to relax. You're going to have to relax. The nigga saw me at his son's birthday event. He was so embarrassed. He can't even look at me. He walked straight with his head up like.
Speaking on that, ladies, y'all ever had like a nigga y'all fuck with homeboys try to holler?
All the time.
What about you, Fantasy?
It happens,
yeah.
Bro.
How did it go?
I don't even be interested.
Y'all be thinking it's a test. Like, why y'all don't be interested?
I don't even think it's a test. I think niggas just like that.
Niggas are, though.
I'm not interested.
Niggas are.
Females too.
Do y'all want to know a story? Okay, so remember I told y'all I also have a spa, right, that does temporary and permanent enhancements. Mm-hmm. So there's a guy that I know for sure. He used to scam with... Damn, should I say that? He used to do his thing with my man or whatnot. And I always... Like, women always can feel... when a nigga got a liking for them.
Okay.
And I always felt that. Like, first of all, the number one cue to any nigga, whether it's a nigga on a nigga or a girl on a girl or a boy on a boy or a girl on a boy, whatever. When a nigga break down a nickname to a more nickname, they're trying to be personable. Like, if I say my name is Shadrika and my nickname is Dreeka and you be like, Dree. Like, nigga, it's already Dreeka. Like, why are you calling me Dree? Or if I say my name is Chanel and you like Nelly or Nails... Like, you trying to be personable with me. And I could feel that.
Is that always a like thing?
It's
or
always.
Or is that just like, I'll fuck with you?
It's always a
that's
like
a what?
Thing.
Sumun?
Unless I got a friendship.
No.
Yeah.
No. Right. If your wife, homegirl, call you, what's your name?
Sean.
If she be like, Shuni.
That's a problem.
Right, okay.
They be like, so, push on, whoosh on, though.
My name is Chanel. That's different. Audrinka.
That's more than one person.
You get me?
That's more than one person that say that.
See, they cast called me that.
Okay.
My dude homeboy would always be like, Nails.
Like, we'd be like, oh, I was with Big Pants. We'd be like, oh, he was like, it's a girl thing.
No. So one time, my wife and I, and his wife, was coming up, right, that's what I'm saying.
That's
different. Names for each other.
What I'm saying is, this guy in particular broke my name down. That's when I first got that gut feeling of this man is feeling like he liked me. Okay. Like, I could feel that. I could feel, besides the nickname, I could feel it.
But he was to the cool point with that, your nigga at the time.
Exactly. They was getting money together. He was paying me, like, extra amount of money to do something that was not requiring that much money. Right? So he's cutting the check. And, like, as a woman, you're going to receive it. The fuck? So I'm receiving it. It's been years. Do you know this guy still called my phone private? And I know it's him because he was like the private person to go to for like faking the voice when you doing Zoc, right?
He calling you private
so
now.
He can like sound like an old woman. He can sound like an old man. And with the business I got, it's
you
a man.
Faking what?
The faking voice. His voice. Because he do Zoc.
Right. He do Zoc. What?
Yeah.
That's what I heard. I'm like, he said Zoc, nigga?
Yeah, he do Zoc. So when he call me, he always sound like an old woman or old man. And like, he's like, it's John. When are you going to open your spa? What's the spa? Because I do mobile. Like, I come to your house and I do the massage or I do whatever you need it. So he's like, when are you going to get us a shop? I want to come to you. I was like, I have somewhere you can go. Like, I have other friends that have spas as well if you want to just go to a location. He's like, no. Whenever you open it up, I'll come to it. And it's like, I know this man because we did Zoc before. I know him. You get what I'm saying? Another story. He called me randomly. FaceTime. With his dick in the... Like... This may be inappropriate, but as a woman, I know who I've fucked. I know what a dick looked like that I've had sex with.
You think so?
I don't, yes. I do not know this ding-a-ling that's on my phone.
Fantasy? You think you could...
If a nigga called you FaceTime and put their dick in the phone and you seen the dick before, would you be able to identify?
20, if it's a row of 20 dicks, you think you could...
A nigga dick, pinky toe, right pinky.
Yo, nigga, I'm saying a nigga you fucked.
Any nigga that I fucked.
Word?
Yes. Like, if I see a video of a nigga that I fucked...
That's his dick, for sure. So I had never seen this dick in my life. Yeah, he called me FaceTime.
I've seen niggas get caught.
Exactly.
Now, that's that nigga not even all the way in the video. Or all the way
his dick in the video. I know my nigga nuts.
That nigga pinky in the video.
I know his thighs. I know his dick. I know his moan. I know his pinky, thigh. Nigga. I know that little
hair.
That's
why niggas be silent.
You know, nigga always got that dark little hair right there. It's like a dark pore.
Nigga,
I know you're fucking poor, nigga. That's your...
Niggas need to start getting fake dick tattoos. You know, put that shit.
Niggas need to put a bodysuit on with a slit just for your dick to come out.
As long as that dick is on camera, baby, ain't no hiding.
Put a fake tattoo on that as soon as you done that shit wash off.
Bitch, I know your stroke.
See,
hide the dick. Keep the dick in the coochie, and I know how you fucking. It's you.
Damn.
I saw a video of a nigga and I was with fucking another bitch.
What'd she say?
Talking to the mic.
I saw a video of a guy that I was with at the time fucking somebody else, and I knew it was him just by this from here down.
The pelvic thrust.
Yes,
that's some crazy shit,
that's
bro.
That's why the video stay in my phone, man.
Yo.
That's him, nigga.
He's the culprit.
You can't lie.
So, wait, like, okay. I said this shit on the last episode. Not last episode, but 133. When we did, like, refreshing them. So, do y'all have rules when y'all send nudes, or do y'all even send nudes?
At this big old age, no.
What's your big old age? Because you didn't want to say it earlier.
Mike.
At this big old age, no.
What's so your big old age?
You sending a nudes to your man?
To my man? I mean, he got so many. Just go to one.
Nah.
You might want no nudes. You might.
We live, like, I mean, I guess. Right, I would send a nudes. I would.
Yeah,
I definitely would.
He at work.
I'm in Atlanta a lot.
Before him, did y'all have rules when it comes to y'all nudes?
Yeah, no face, no tats.
No tats, okay. Yeah,
My thing is, bro, when it comes
send
to
me all
shit,
that shit.
All that shit y'all be talking about rules.
I'm not sharing it because I'm not moving.
Let me tell you something. One thing, I don't give a fuck if you sent me one yesterday. I want one of, like, you now. I want to see the pussy while it's sweating. You know what I'm saying? Just, yo, send me a picture of that shit, bro. I don't give a fuck, like, oh, you got some already. Look at what I sent you.
Oh, you playing with it while I'm on the road. You playing
right.
with it.
Like, nigga,
send me that shit,
like,
man.
Send me that shit, man. Nigga ain't got time for
Do y'all
this.
Be getting jealous when y'all girl be playing with their pussy?
Nope.
Jealous in the sense of, damn, why you doing it without me?
Man, what kind of gay shit is
damn,
that?
Why you playing with it and I'm right here?
Man, no. Listen, man.
No.
I ain't gonna lie, I jacked my shit off one time because a girl I was dealing with, she wasn't trying to fuck or some shit. She was mad about something. And I was like, well, fuck it then.
Hey, man.
And you jacked off in front of
right next to her. Hey, you want to be petty? I'm going to be petty, too.
That's what I said. Me, last time I did that shit was middle school. And guess what? It was to that Lil' Kim poster. That Lil' Kim album cover.
Legs.
1996. Nigga was in middle school. I saw that shit. I'm like,
that big coochie.
Yeah, that shit was like, when she's squatting, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, nigga, in middle school, you ain't getting no pussy like that in middle school.
Imagine growing up now. You just got to go to Twitter, and all you see is just pussy.
Nah, fuck Twitter. You go to Reddit.
Late night Twitter, baby. You can watch a whole porn.
Twitter's
a porn site.
Go to Reddit, man. Fuck Twitter.
I be watching all the celebrity niggas on Twitter. Like, ooh.
Nah, fuck that. Nigga, I go to Reddit. You want to see some pussy? Fuck. Yeah, go to Reddit, bro. Like, Reddit. Listen, nigga, you just.
I went on Reddit. Reddit ain't got no. They don't have no sound.
Fuck the sound. I'll do a sound.
I need sound.
No, Reddit will take, like, if somebody got, like, OnlyFans, somebody will steal that bitch and put it on Reddit for the
fan. Yeah, I'll give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if it's the real person that posted or not. I just want to see the pussy.
I want my Twitter, get you right.
Nah, Twitter's too much, man. Fuck that. I'll go straight to Reddit.
Listen, where the fuck was I at, bro? We were just boarding the flight, right? And happened to open my phone, and I wasn't looking at it.
Right.
And I said to Kat, I was like, bro, look at this shit. Motherfucking get her shit broken in, bro. But you know, you'll open your phone, and you'll end up doing some other shit. I look back at that phone, that motherfucker just riding that dick. I was like, oh, man.
Let me ask y'all
80-year-old lady would have seen that shit. What's up?
What's y'all porn preference? When y'all go on porn sites, what do y'all search?
I like black ghetto shit. Tattoos.
Me? I like amateur dick bitches. Holes. I like amateur bitches with a porn star nigga.
I go look for shit that I haven't done before.
Do y'all like head? Do y'all like head?
No.
Or do y'all like girl on girl? Do y'all like fucking?
I don't even like girl on girl.
I like hardcore black shit. I don't like white.
I like shit that I could imagine myself in. Like, I don't care. I don't mind head, but I don't care for head. Me watching a video of a nigga.
Do you nut off a head?
I've done it twice in my lifetime.
That's why you don't like
it. That's why I don't care for it. Like,
me, I go for the experience, right? So it's one right now that I want to do with my wife, and we already planned it. We finna get on the turnpike at night, pull over on the side, get out there, out in the open. We just going to be fucking on the turnpike. State trooper pull up, and everything okay? Yeah. Because guess what? You got to. Listen, once you marry, you got to do new shit to keep your shit going. Because if not, guess what?
Have you ever had a threesome?
Huh?
Have you ever had a
threesome? My wife and I?
Yeah.
Nah.
Would you?
Y'all not open to it.
No, we talked about it before, but we said out of town. I wouldn't do a threesome with no bitches in Miami. The reason for that being, they too accessible. No, not that. They too accessible, right?
Accessible so how?
You're going to do something with them, so now they're going to try to get attachment. I don't want
that. That's not true.
Listen, baby. Trust me.
You're in a relationship.
Listen.
Girls are jealous. They don't care. They're going to fucking walk away.
I've been out here since the dinosaur days in Miami. I'm telling you how this shit goes. No, fuck 2008. Let's take it back to 1995.
I've been out
here, man. I'm about to be 40
Nobody's talking in the mic right now.
I'm about to be 40 fucking years old. I've been out here in Miami. So check this out. I want to do some shit. I'm going to do a threesome with my wife. It's going to be out of town. Like, we go to Houston. We find a bitch. She attractive. Boom, boom, boom. We get it over with.
The
bitch.
Houston hoes is very, very aggressive.
We don't give a fuck about that.
You want a random bitch? Too.
Yes, a random bitch. I don't want no bitch. I don't want no attachment.
It ain't necessarily got to be a attachment.
Listen, talk to the mic.
It's his turn.
Talk to the mic. You like what?
Listen, nigga don't want.
We want to hear.
Yeah, talk to the mic.
She got experience with Houston bitches. What you about to say?
No, me and my man went to Houston for his birthday one year, and we went to this little lounge or whatnot, and we didn't know if that was a spot, so we was just trying to figure it out. And a girl who pulled up, we was like, "This the spot?" She was like, "Yeah." And the way she looked at me, you know how a nigga undress a girl with his eyes? Like, that's what she was giving. And it was just like...
I like a vibe.
These Houston hoes is on that. Like, the aggression is on 10.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So, that's what I was saying.
So, guess what? So, if I'm with my diamond... So, now, guess what? We out of town. We find a little bitch, you know what I'm saying, that want a vibe. Hey, baby, no string attached. I don't even want your number. We fuck you real quick. We take you to a fucking trophy at Houston if we have to, if they have one. And guess what? When we're done, you don't even know how we stay.
I don't even feel like you have to do all that.
You don't?
No, what I'm saying, listen, when you're out of town, Listen. You can't trust any bitch because the same bitch gonna set you up and try to get you robbed. So, baby, guess what? We gonna get right. And fuck you, hoe. We don't know you from McKenna.
But
thing.
I feel like you kind of killing the vibe with all this. What vibe we killing?
Listen,
stuff.
Like, my
I say leave it to the woman. Leave it to the woman and just thrive. Just be happy that you got it.
Listen, no.
And then lose her contact.
Watch this, right? No, listen, what have we got to do with it? All right, let me tell
you. You're doing too much. Let me give you an example. If I get invited to a situation and a nigga or the female is saying, giving me all these rules and saying all this stuff, you really think I'm gonna still be interested?
It's not rules, because
what is it?
If I take you to a hotel, you okay. interested,
if you
right?
take me to a hotel, listen, I know we fucking.
Listen, if you interested in my girl, and then my girl will say, hey, you gonna fuck me and my nigga.
Okay.
And then now we take you to a hotel, but that's not the hotel where we stay. We fuck you, and when we're done, we just say, all right, you know, we
enjoy yourself.
And then we never
out.
Hit you up.
That's
guess
fine.
What? That's
if
what I'm
you,
saying.
If I'm walking into a situation and you're saying XYZ and I don't like what you're saying,
no,
I'm not
that's
interested.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that,
so you're saying
if
that you
I go out of town, if I go out of town, I don't want no string attached. That's why I said I would not fuck no Miami hoes with my girl, because now it's...
No, I understand that. Right, what I'm saying is if you were to meet somebody out somewhere, it would really turn the situation...
No. All I'm saying is that we get a hotel room.
You don't think so?
Can I speak on this shit? Because I'm... Apparently, so the last episode, Wifey was on there, and like the last couple minutes, I found out me and her have a girlfriend. I didn't know this shit, but apparently the girl we had a threesome with, she considers that our girlfriend. And like, it's a mutual, I guess she says she trusts the girl, right? And the girl is a cool vibe, to the point where she's come to see the baby, all types of shit. It ain't no issue. So where you're saying you don't want no strings attached, I feel like it just pertains to the type of chick that you fuck with. There's a girl that can like differentiate the shit where she just vibing, she cool, and y'all could get freaky and do that, and then y'all still cool after the fact. Fuck it, that's a win-win. There's women out there like that.
It would be. It would.
But there's also women that's gonna get attached and do the most.
I hear.
You want strings?
I want strings.
See, I hear.
What kind of strings?
I don't want to fuck with nobody I don't fuck with like that, and I want the person I'm fucking on to fuck with me like that.
Yeah.
Period.
Right.
We outside,
honestly speaking,
good with us.
That girl would fuck my wife. If I wasn't there, like her attraction was to my wife, even though me and her had our history, but her attraction was to my wife. You know what I'm saying? So with what you saying, I get that.
So
because if she's not attract, if she's only there for the nigga, that's whack as hell.
If she only there for the nigga, it's almost giving you want my nigga.
Exactly.
Okay. That's
I'd rather you be there for the female.
This
than
is
me.
Why me. I said we go out of town. You don't know my wife.
I don't
you
trust
know
that
me.
Shit.
I don't like
I don't
out of town because
like
I'm
that.
Such
it's,
a chemistry that, type of person
what?
That
that's
if
why I sit to the point where you not even going to the hotel where we staying at. Bitch, we just
man,
gonna fuck.
Just think about listen, that. I'm thinking about STDs and
listen,
shit.
No. Listen, because guess what? The same bitch you fucking that you know probably got something you don't know. The STD
I'd rather take a chance on a bitch
ways.
I know.
So, I can find that bitch.
So, right. So guess what?
That random bitch gonna disappear, though.
Regardless, find hell her, no. Don't find her. You got it if you got it.
What
but
type of fucking y'all
doing? If you protect yourself. Like, for example, if me and my wife fucking a bitch, we're gonna protect ourselves.
Mm.
But let's say, for example, right? I'm fucking two friends. My wife's not involved. Two random chicks, but they friend and they be fucking each other. I'm fucking both of y'all bitches with the same condom. Because y'all fuck each other before. Get the fuck
no,
out of here.
No,
fuck
you're
all
not.
This shit.
If
y'all fuck each
other, first of all, a girl on girl does not enter. So what the fuck does it matter that we bump pussies? Nigga, change the condom.
Hey, listen,
what the fuck
boy,
are you talking about?
Fuck with that same condom.
If I have a threesome, me and my...
Not Khalil Ajinu.
Hold on. I can pick that up.
All right, basically, if I'm having a threesome with my girl, me and my girl, we fucking unprotected.
Okay.
But I'm going to fuck the other girl with a condom.
With a condom, mm-hmm. Exactly. Simple. But now, what I say is that if two friends and y'all been fucking each other, y'all been bumping pussy, doing all that nasty shit, bitch, listen, you may say no, sir. I'm telling you what's going to happen. I'm fucking both of y'all with that same condoms.
But why?
Why? Are you preserving condoms or something?
I said my girl not involved.
But you got one condom left or something?
No, I'm talking about two friends that been fucking each other.
No, I'm fucking both. When you fuck two girls, you got to change the condom.
Shit.
Got you.
What is the big deal?
Huh?
Change the fucking condom.
Y'all ain't my Greg. I got time for all that shit, man.
No.
This is why sometimes, right? And then when females be like, oh, damn, push on.
Okay, what if everybody got tested? Would y'all raw dog a threesome?
Yeah.
If everybody got tested right before.
No. You want to know why? Because if the bitch fucked last night, it take about 6 to 8 months for it to tap in.
See, now you talk about, let's say 6 months later, you know, it come back that.
Who the fuck knows that? I don't know no bitch like that.
Okay, and guess what? This is why I said, if it's my wife and I fucking a bitch, my wife gonna be protected. Cause I'm fucking
Wife is the most unprotected person in the whole scenario. She's getting her pussy ate on. She's probably bumping pussy. She's exchanging fluids with this bitch. It's no way to protect her. She's just hoping that shit goes right.
Okay, so,
but on your case, you're not about to enter me with her juices. That's what you're not about to do.
So, but guess what? You heard what you just said, right? You said my wife bumping pussy.
Bumping.
Listen. Right. You just still catch some shit. But guess what? You herpes. Just said it. You said my wife is the most unprotected person.
She is.
So now what's the difference between me fucking two friends that's been doing
Why would bumping? You make the chances higher for your wife to be fucked up?
That's not what I'm saying. Listen, she's trying to switch it. What I'm saying is you said that my wife is the most unprotected person, right?
Because she getting her coochie ate. Right, you could get your dick sucked with a condom. My nigga done got his dick sucked with a condom before.
Okay, listen to what
what I'm saying is you can be protected to the utmost. You can fuck her with a condom, you get your dick sucked with a condom.
Suck the dick with condom?
I've never personally. But I've seen it done.
You ain't sucking my dick with no condom.
I ain't gonna lie, I've seen it done, but I don't know.
I can't eat your pussy with no condom.
Exactly. You could. Get the fuck out
but
of
you
here.
Exposing yourself to whatever's in her mouth. It ain't like you doing yourself a disservice by putting on a condom.
Hey, listen, man. All that. See, as you
got
human.
A lot of rules.
No, I don't have rules. I just know they were bullshit.
You got a lot of rules.
You have a wife.
You do the work for her.
It's like this.
The streets is the streets.
It's like this.
Fantasy. I want to take you to court again because that situation that night was fucking crazy. Have you ever spoke to that person since?
That's my motherfucking dog.
That's
wild. Bro,
they took that shit.
That was a knife. That's my friend.
My friend did not take
that. She took that shit.
I did not take it.
But guess what?
Yo, that kind of ties into what we were talking about.
Earlier, right?
She
took the dead pussy.
Look at me.
That's even worse.
She was not dead.
That's even worse.
And to be honest, she came on to me.
So I got a question now. Being that you said she wasn't dead, right?
She came on to me.
Listen. Being that you said she wasn't dead.
I don't know.
So would you believe a nigga that's being accused and the nigga said the female was consent and then now the female, being that is on social media now, she's saying, oh, no, he took it?
Embarrassment and all that.
Let me tell you something. That night,
I asked you a question.
This is when Casamigos
first came out.
She's
giving her scenario.
Two people. Two girls.
Nobody knew about Casamigos. Like Four Loco.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm not drinking that
shit. We drank a whole bottle of Casamigos by ourselves.
Nah.
Oh, no. Y'all fucked up.
Me and her.
Hell no.
So you trying to put it, she took you.
No, I never said she took me. I feel like we was vibing and it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tried to act like it didn't happen because she feel like she's strictly dickly. But when you was on that Migo, you was curious, and you knew I was on that.
You was her first situation.
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. I never said, that. No.
But you never brought it up. She's the one that brought
she
it up.
Yeah.
I never said did nothing. I was never going to talk about it in front of nobody. I know what the hell happened.
Yeah.
You know what the hell happened.
But did she enjoy herself, in your opinion?
She had to.
Why she had to? Why she had to?
Because she was in it.
And it was confident
crazy
in her play.
We stopped because somebody walked in on us.
How did y'all stop? I ain't gonna lie. It's kind of hard to stop.
Because somebody walked in on us.
I ain't gonna lie.
Was it you?
No.
Oh, I don't know. The way she looking
I'm
at you.
I'm saying. If somebody walked in on us, I'm gonna be like, bitch,
keep going.
Man. That's you just gonna have to see
something. It was like, oh my God.
I ain't never got walked in on.
Hold on. And then the night ended like that?
Yeah.
Nah, y'all fuck.
Who walking a girl or a guy?
A girl. She was like, what the hell y'all doing?
She should have came and joined too.
That's what I was saying, dog. Damn, you should have just joined
that's
in.
That's some nigga shit. Like, yeah. Join
nigga. What? I say girls, not a nigga.
That's
I ain't say another nigga.
Shit. Like, if you walk, so you mean to tell me right now, if you walking on your girl experiencing another woman, are you gonna get mad or
are
you gonna go like,
nigga, I'm gonna
sit
there
and watch. I'm gonna watch that shit. If they wanna invite me, then cool, bro. I'm gonna. Listen, my second threesome, that's how the shit went down. We started off, we did a little drinking, did a little truth or dare. They did their thing. I watched. I wasn't in the corner like, what the fuck? Fuck, oh man, why is she sucking on her titty?
That's some more Drew Hill shit, Cisco type shit.
That's that shit y'all was talking about earlier. That fucking, what y'all said? Sassy shit. Sassy nigga shit.
Listen, man. I want to watch, man. Let me join, baby.
Fantasy shit, I have a lot of rules.
Can I join?
But see, my thing is, I don't have rules. It just, it's how I function, baby. Like, listen.
Gosh, I got two bottles.
My goal is to protect my girl. You know what I'm saying? Get my girl. Listen, I can care less. I have one rule.
I think it's closed. Liquor store. It's 1 o'clock.
Pembroke Pines,
child,
please. Are you
open? Oh, yeah? Unless you go to 23.
Man, I ain't been on that door.
23 open 23 hours.
Oh, yeah. Man, that Pembroke shit, though. We've been going for like an hour and a half on this shit.
What? We're going to have to end this one, little cop podcast, because we'll go all night on this motherfucker.
What the fuck was the point of this? This was sex?
Yeah.
Did we go over all the sex bases?
Nah, it wasn't sex. It was more so, you know, what we had to deal with earlier. But, you know what I'm saying? I felt like it was more of a partner and trust relationship type shit earlier. It just, we took it to this topic right here. But, you know, it wasn't really sex because people don't like honesty.
Well, how would y'all feel away if you was fucking raw with your partner and then all of a sudden they was just like, yeah, I want to put a condom on? As women... If you was fucking with a nigga and then actually,
I mean, if it was like a pregnancy scare or if I had to get an abortion,
yeah,
like, it's understandable.
But that's you. What if he said like, yeah, he pull out a, he don't even say nothing. He just pull out a condom.
They gonna look crazy.
What's the first thing y'all finna say?
They gonna look crazy.
I'm not gonna wanna fuck.
They gonna look crazy.
I'ma think something wrong.
What's wrong with this condom?
I'ma look at you and say,
"What the fuck
is going
with
this?" So what you saying? You think I'm fucking or you fucking? What's going on?
No, I'ma just tell you, baby, I don't want you to get pregnant.
And I'm going to say, since when?
Yeah, because if y'all was fucking for years raw, you feel me? And all of a sudden you pull a condom out.
I couldn't even imagine that. I might dump my nigga.
I ain't going to lie. I remember I was dealing with this girl once upon a time. And we was fucking raw. We was just fuck buddies. And then she came to the spot one time, and she was like, she gave me a condom. At first, I was just like, what the fuck? But I ain't finna, I'm finna fuck regardless. Mm. Put the condom on. She the one that ended up taking it off. You feel me? You just leave it to them. But I ain't gonna lie, if I'm in a relationship, like, okay, boom, I'm married. Like, we ain't use, I don't even know the last time we used a condom. And all of a sudden, she pull out a condom on me, I'm gonna be like,
what's the problem? What the fuck was going on?
Hey, that's the date that I go get tested. I'm finna do all type of shit. Like, hold on, bro.
That's the first thing y'all thinking?
What, nigga?
That she fucking?
She fucking.
Or he fucking?
If she tell you to put on a condom, yeah. She's fucking.
Yeah, she's fucking. Because she probably got some shit want to give you.
No, she's fucking another nigga, and she wants to make sure you're good.
Oh, we. Y'all better hide that shit better than that.
No, that's respect. It's either you going to catch on or you not.
Damn.
My bitch ain't telling me. I ain't house pussy. You ain't telling me put on no condom.
I don't know. I don't know which one I prefer. I prefer you tell me. I ain't going to lie, because if you do me some shit, bitch, you dead. Get up out of here.
As a nigga, if my wife put like a condom and said put that on... The relationship over.
Exactly.
What if it's a prank?
Huh?
Prank, what if it's a prank?
Bitch, the relationship over.
What if it's a prank? What if she's just testing you to see?
Don't prank me. See, I'm bad with pranks. I'm bad
with pranks.
Don't come prank me, because
I'm gonna do that.
Even when you tell me it's a prank, I'm so mad.
You can't even prank no woman like that, because even if you had a condom in your pocket, like, why do you have condoms? It's gonna be the first time.
That's not true. Depends on what you and your man on. If you and your person, if you and your woman have threesomes, then you expect your man to have
outside
condoms.
Outside of threesomes. All of a sudden you see a condom in his pocket.
Or his car. Yeah. You go through the gun department. Oh, condom in.
I get mad at my nigga for not having condoms on board. Because I'm spontaneous.
You gotta say it like this.
Wait, you fucking man with a condom?
No, I'm
so
saying.
So you're spontaneous in a sense.
In a sense of, we may have a girl tonight. We may have somebody tonight.
So
and you
okay.
don't have a condom. That pissed me off.
It's okay for him to have condoms in his car?
Yes.
On a regular.
But wait.
I want you to have a condom.
I ain't trying to get him in trouble. I was going to say, do you count like the pack? Like if he had three packs and all of a sudden
that's
he got
the
one
thing.
Left.
My nigga not really, he not even handy when it comes to the pack. I be looking at him like, bro, why you ain't got a pack? So what I'm saying is, like, say we outside, because we travel a lot. Like, if I'm in Atlanta, he come to Atlanta, and we just happen to be out, shit just happened for me. Like, I don't know why. But girls really like me for some reason. They be all up on my body, and I be like, babe, we outside. And then just, you ain't got no condom. Like, what you on? You get what I'm trying to say?
No, you ain't got a condom. We gonna buy something before we
I get
down.
It, but I just feel like, what you on? You know us.
Nah, can't do random threesomes.
My girl.
I like to get freaky, and I can't get freaky with a random bitch because in the back of my head, I'm just like, I don't know where that pussy been. You feel me?
Yeah, no, my nigga not really the freakiest. He's going to fuck. He ain't eating nothing. He ain't doing all that.
What is your rules to threesome with your man? What are you not supposed to do to her?
He ain't supposed to end with her. Okay. That's my rule.
That's it.
Is it round?
No, you better not suck her pussy for no hour.
You got more rules.
No, that's not a rule. I mean,
It's crazy because JoJo said I have.
You do that to me because I'm your wife. You want me to be good, but why is you sucking her pussy? No,
perform right. You said
fuck
that.
Her. If you can't fuck her, get out the way.
But
let me do what I do.
You said I want you to perform right. Don't embarrass me and make sure whatever it lasts long. Whatever you said. So he's performing right. He need to. You know, he can't embarrass you.
He can't eat every pussy. No, he can't.
You see? Now the rules coming out. See,
because think about it. We in Vegas. If we in Georgia, we like, boy, good the fuck up. What are you doing?
Can he make out with her?
Why are you making out? You don't need to do none of that.
I had somebody on the podcast that say he got to kiss every girl he fuck.
You don't have to do all that. Like, that's extra
that's
as fuck.
That's crazy.
Stick the dick in and go.
Like, because, no, okay, yeah, a vibe, lie, a threesome vibe. If you
fucking random girls, why you kissing every fucking girls you
fuck? That's extra as fuck. Like, if this is our girl, we done did it a couple times, maybe, but just a random, we out of town, you gotta kiss her, nigga? You're weird. You're in your feelings.
I might end it with that song. I like that song.
Not the kissing, I ain't.
Like, why are you kissing her?
But if you eat her pussy.
That's weird as fuck.
He can't eat her pussy.
Random. No.
He can't eat her pussy.
No.
Like, can't kiss her. What else to do?
You can fuck as best as you can.
Damn, so he can't even have you ride in then her on his face type shit.
No, if you want somebody on your face, I'm going to be on your face and she's going to ride you. I'm definitely not allowing her to ride your face.
That's too many rules. That's not fun anymore.
No, out of town random?
You shouldn't be out of town and no fucking
fuck
pussy.
No, fuck no. I don't give a fuck.
I thought a threesome.
But no, pause.
I thought a threesome was open to whatever. It's not fucking unprotected.
It's pause, levels. Hey, if she's on your face, that's unprotected.
Pimp, pause. When I was saying all that shit earlier, guess what they said? Push on, you come with too much rules.
It's not a lot. It's the push on.
You come with too much rules.
No.
But because guess what?
That's not rules. It's levels to the. This shit.
But that's what I was saying
you
earlier.
Have okay.
How,
say
how
you got
the
your
same
old
thing?
Lady,
it's
right?
Not validated,
and say you have a girl, a homegirl that's open to you and your old lady. You get what I'm saying? You know your homegirl. You know what she on. You know what she not on. Even if you don't know, you know how to access a bitch if shit go wrong. Yeah. Bitch, you done motherfucking. You feel me? A random? You gonna put your face in a random? You can't even recollect what this bitch did. You don't know her from nowhere.
And
that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you can't be outside, but it's levels to being outside.
A nigga like me, I said, if I'm fucking two strangers, they homegirls that been bumping pussy, I don't give a fuck. Y'all can't fuck with that same condom. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
I just feel like the condom is not that big of a deal. Switch it out. You get what I'm trying to say? It's just so minute.
But listen to what I'm saying. I'm telling you what's going to happen. I'm going to fuck both of y'all with the same condom. I don't give a fuck about y'all. Y'all not my girl. Yeah, listen. No,
your
no attachment.
Supposed to be there.
No. If I'm
you
got the mic, Mike.
Put your wife in there.
If my wife
is fucking your wife with the same car.
No, that's
why?
My wife. Because I care for my
exactly.
wife's safety.
Okay, moving on.
But
you
what
get
did
what
I say,
Pip?
Hey, Pip, what did I say?
If you don't care about her, of course you're gonna risk her health. You don't care about her.
Listen, if y'all been bumping pussy. Listen, man.
If your wife was bumping pussy, you still wouldn't risk her because you care about her. And you know you got to eat that pussy later anyway.
No, listen,
so you're not going to risk yourself. You're going to switch the condom. It's just a 1-2-step.
Listen,
switch it.
That's
it's not that big of a deal.
Listen,
it's
two strangers, baby, ain't shit getting switched. It's going down. It's going down, baby. I ain't got time for all that shit. Nigga, I watched too many porn videos for me to go out here.
I ain't gonna lie. That's one of my requirements too. If I'm watching porn, I ain't watching porn with the nigga with a condom on the bitch.
Right. I don't watch niggas.
You say what?
Like, no. If a nigga got a condom in the porno, I'm not trying to watch that shit.
So you really see the condom and it fuck your whole vision?
It do.
It's like,
oh
my
God. It do. Because let's be honest, there's a difference between condom sex and raw sex.
Right.
And which one feels better, ladies? Let's be completely honest.
Raw.
Exactly.
They know it.
They're going,
let's keep it a buck.
They're going to lie. Listen,
y'all going to say, oh, let me say what kind of. Just like watch, nah, you watch know that shit, shit right?
You know for porn, for every scene, they got to get tested. So you see a nigga smashing two holes raw. So you're like, God damn, boy.
God damn,
that nigga just living life. So you got that one chest to fuck two girls.
That feels like
but
more
then
unsafe.
They two friends that been fucking each other. And you got the opportunity to fuck both of
them. It's just a condom. It's just a condom. Push on
exactly,
the
it is.
Thank you.
And guess what?
I feel like the girl is not trusting the nigga condom. In the porn.
Guess what? Like, hey, man, as long as I'm protecting myself in between y'all, whatever y'all got going on, y'all going to figure it out because I ain't hit y'all raw. Y'all hitting each other raw. Y'all going to know what each other had. That's y'all business. Y'all going to figure it out. I'm going to get me. Nigga, I'm going to pretend like I'm in a porn scene right now. I'm going to... All this that little music they be playing in my head. It's gonna be like, this my daughter Francesca. Hey Francesca, how you doing? So yeah, me and my daughter. You remember how far go back in the '90s, Pimp? You know what I'm saying? You watching that shit when you ain't gonna lie. Y'all wanna hear a true story on the podcast?
No, we about to end it.
No, this is a funny story. Y'all gonna like it. So I was young, I was in elementary, right? But I was the oldest one in the house. And my uncle, every time he go to work at night, I used to like put on the little porn shit, but you remember back in the days you gotta pay for it. I ain't know. So my uncle had his friend that was staying in the house with us. And
you took his card?
Listen, no, you ain't had to put no card. Back in the day, it's like
they
charge it to the account.
Yeah, go on the bill.
So
yeah.
Me every night, you know, you gotta hit the little accept.
Yeah.
So me every night I'm hitting accept. So I'm just hitting every night.
And
I'm
watching all type back of in the
shit,
day,
right?
Too.
What type of wild shit? Mind you, I'm in elementary going into middle school. So I'm trying to, like, my brain start developing more. So when the bills came, that shit was so high. My uncle, he worked graveyard. So he had this friend that was staying at the house. He came to his friend, he like, yo, I know this is you. All this fucking thing right here, porn, that had to be you. They got in a big fight, big argument to the point he kicked his old friend out. And it was me. I stayed quiet the whole time to this.
Got to, man. We was all horny. My older brother had the VHS's booty talk. Boy, listen.
What?
I actually, wherever I found that bitch, I'll mark the time, get it to where I need it, and then rewind that bitch, put it back where I need to find it, bro.
Hey.
These kids don't know the struggle. They got mad websites for the free.
Exactly, for the free. Just go on the internet. Nigga, I got my uncle homeboy kicked out because I was so horny. And I couldn't be, because my uncle, if I were to go tell him it was me, oh my God, nigga, I think I would have been dead. Nigga, my uncle whooped me with a fucking extension cord one time and broke my finger for some dumb shit. Now imagine I would have get.
You was like, I gotta keep this.
Oh, that shit, nigga, I take that shit to
and
the grave.
You ain't feel bad for getting a nigga kicked out?
I felt bad for him.
But it's me or him.
He was
now
grown,
that you're older, have you ever admit to it?
Hell no.
Yeah, to y'all and my wife.
So you never said I ain't gonna lie, that was me?
Hell no. Marco, listen, to this day, that nigga, listen, he a different type of nigga, man. Listen, listen. I can't tell y'all what kind of nigga my uncle is, but just know he a big timer. So he's not the type of nigga you can't just come in and admit some shit. Nigga, I don't give a fuck.
He would have had to deal with you.
Yeah. Marco don't play.
Even at this big old age?
Listen, Marco shot my brother.
Oh, okay. Then don't tell him.
All right. And then we end the podcast.
Yeah. What the exactly. Fuck? So they're going to tell you.
All right. So this was this was random conversation. Appreciate y'all coming back on. I'm just going to repost the Instagram shit that y'all shared on this. But as always, your boy Kid at the Bow Legged Assassin. Make sure y'all follow on Spotify and all that good shit.
Man, y'all be safe.
Wait, nah, don't use condoms.
I'm out of town, thuggin' with my round. My coochie pink, my booty hole brown. Where the niggas, I'm looking for the hoes. Quit playing nigga, cause suck a bitch soul. Pound town, just left pound town.